Hey guys, I'm Heidi Preeb. Welcome back to my channel, or welcome if you're new here. This month on this channel, we're talking about rupture, self-recovery, and repair. And today, I want to talk about a question that I think a lot of people really struggle with at various points in their relational life. It's a question that I spent a solid decade of my life just well and truly lost on. And that question is, what is the right kind of hard in a relationship? So, we have all heard the adage that relationships are really hard, that you have to fight for a healthy relationship. But I think that those of us who grew up in really unhealthy environments or who didn't have clean, secure relating modeled to us can get really confused about when a relationship is hard in the way that everyone kind of says it should be versus when it's hard in a way that is just destructive. And so when I was in university doing my undergrad, I had this one professor. I think I've talked about this on this channel before, but I just love this distinction so much. His name was Carl Hennig. He ran this course on building healthy relationships that he taught to teens. And something that he always used to say was, people stay in bad relationships when they don't know how to tell the difference between growing pain and pain. So pain that is actually pushing you forward as a couple or as individuals, ideally both, versus pain that is just keeping you trapped in cycles of dysfunction. And so over the years, I've really sat with this question. I've tried to examine it from as many different angles as I can. And I think that the cleanest and most concise answer I have to tell whether you are dealing with growing pain or just the pain of being stuck in dysfunctional cycles is the pain that you are experiencing the pain of resisting reality and something that is true about your relationship? Or is it the pain of coming more and more into reality, accepting what is true, and then building from there? The former, the pain of resisting reality, is the pain of being trapped in dysfunctional cycles that do not have a clear end. The latter is the pain of actually getting real with ourselves and other people about what our own capabilities and limitations are and choosing to build upwards from that solid foundation of truth. And for those of us who err insecurely attached, chances are we've actually spent a lot of our lives trapped in the cycle of resisting reality. Resisting reality often looks like the pain of having a partner up on a pedestal and getting chronically frustrated with them because they are not treating us the way that we would like to be treated, or acting in a way that we think it is right for them to act. Or it looks like chronically being frustrated that our partner expects us to be close to them when we are busy trying to work on ourselves, or when there are things that we don't want to share about ourselves with them. This is often the pain of refusing to accept the imperfect parts of ourselves and be in connection with someone else as the person that we actually are. And when we are trapped in these cycles, what tends to happen is chronic conflict, chronic frustration with each other, and no real out from the cycle. So we're finding often that nothing is getting resolved, the same issues are cropping up over and over again, and the relationship feels really challenging to be in a way that is not really resolving itself or pushing either of us forward. And so, what we're going to talk about today is what the right kind of hard looks like. This is the kind of hard that secure kids learned as they grew up was inherent to relationships. The hard work of being disappointed when fantasy and reality don't align, and then being present with that disappointment inside of our relationships. And figuring out what's even more beautiful about what's true than what was beautiful about our fantasies. So, in case this is all sounding way too theoretical, I'm going to go into some examples of what it looks like to be stuck in that neurotic pain of trying to self-regulate with a fantasy of what we wish our relationship looked like versus what it looks like to be grounded in the reality of what is actually happening in our relationship. And building something from that ground up. So, the first indication that we might be dealing with the wrong kind of hard in a relationship is we are placing a humongous amount of our mental energy and our literal energy on trying to get our partner to change. So we have this idea in our head that if they would just do things the way we know they should be doing them, or treat us in the way we know we should be treated, then our relationship will get better and everything will resolve itself. And the reason this is the wrong kind of hard is not because we don't deserve to be treated well, right? Everyone in a close relationship with another person deserves to be treated with respect at the bare minimum. But if we are chronically ignoring what's actually happening in our relationship, including if our partner is not behaving respectfully, and we are self-regulating with this idea of how we want them to act, so every time they're sitting there treating us contemptuously or whatever it is that we're not okay with, we're kind of overlaying them in our head with this fantasy version of them that is saying very different things. Like, hey, I see that you deserve to be getting treated differently than this. Let me change. That is, in its own very subtle way, a way that we keep ourselves out of reality. The more we try to get our partners to change, the more we are stuck in that resistant state. The right kind of hard to counter this is the hard work of facing up to exactly what is happening inside of our relationship. So when there are things that our partners do or ways that they treat us or speak to us that we don't like, being present with the fact that that is happening, staying associated to what's happening in our bodies and in our emotional systems when that's happening, and then choosing what we will do based on the fact that that is happening is the right kind of hard. So what this means is that instead of thinking, how do I get them to change, and spending all of our energy following that train of thought, we're thinking things like, what does it feel like to be me right now? And what are my options around that? Can I communicate to them that I'm uncomfortable? Maybe ask them to treat me differently. And then if the answer is no, what am I going to have to look at as my other options? How am I going to boundary set around this or decide at what point I can't deal with it anymore? These are the calculations that we make when we are choosing to be in reality about what is happening rather than spending our energy on trying to change someone else's behavior so that we don't have to be present with how it feels to be in connection with them. Relationships only grow through connection to reality. And so we are actually doing ourselves, our partner, and the relationship as a whole a gift if we are staying associated to what's going on rather than rushing to try to change anything we don't like. We build the blocks of a healthy relationship slowly through sharing the impact that we're having on each other, being willing to stay present with it together, and then make choices about how to do things differently as a result of that, even though some of those conversations might be really challenging for one or both of you. So again, this doesn't mean that we are endlessly accepting poor treatment, but it means that we are not self-regulating with a fantasy of things changing when in reality, they show no signs of changing. We're making decisions based on what is actually going on. Second example where we might be dealing with the wrong kind of hard inside of a relationship is that we are trying to change really major things about how we feel in order to stay in connection with someone. So maybe we feel like, okay, I just should never feel attracted to other people inside of this relationship, or I should never feel angry at my partner or whatever it is, because maybe in our minds, feeling like that is attached to certain necessary actions. So we think if I'm attracted to someone else, it means I'm going to cheat on my partner if you're in a monogamous relationship and that's something that is off limits for you. Or if I'm angry at my partner, it means that they must be a bad person. So trying to get ourselves to stop feeling certain things because we fear that our feelings themselves are a threat to the relationship is the wrong kind of hard, and it is so easy to internalize if we grew up in environments that were heavily emotionally repressed that this is the right thing to do. When in reality, what we can do with those feelings is try to get to the core of them and then bring more of that core into the relationship. So people are going to have lots of different opinions out there, right, on what to do if you're, for example, feeling strong attraction to someone else inside of a monogamous relationship. Maybe you have the kind of relationship where you bring that kind of stuff to your partner and talk about it, but maybe you don't. And if you don't, can you at least sit with that feeling and ask yourself very open, non-judgmental questions like, what is it about this person that I find so attractive? How am I imagining I might feel if I had some sort of romantic or sexual connection to that person? And how often do I feel that inside of this relationship? And if the answer is not very much, is that maybe something I could talk to my partner about? So can I bring up with them that, you know, I love that I feel really safe and secure and stable with you, and I feel like we don't have a lot of excitement in our relationship, or whatever it is that comes up when you do that self-inquiry. So in healthy relationships, rather than trying to repress our feelings in order to stay in connection, we spend time getting curious about what we're feeling, and then we think about what the appropriate expression of that feeling is. And appropriate is something, again, you're going to negotiate with your partner as you get to know each other, but generally it means, how do I communicate this in a way that feels respectful towards my partner based on what I know about them? And so ideally, our close relationships, rather than being places where we have to suppress different parts of ourselves, they actually become safe and fertile grounds for us to grow into new parts of ourselves, or to question parts of ourselves that maybe we've never had the safety and security to question before, or to try on new parts of ourselves with the support of a person who is open to us exploring different aspects of what comes up in our experience. So if we feel like our relationships are hard because we are chronically having to monitor and try to do away with certain feelings in order to be in them comfortably, that's probably an indication that we're dealing with that shrinking pain, as opposed to that growing pain of finding ways to use our connection to explore and get mirroring in new, different ways that we may never have had the safety to explore before. Ideally, we're looking for relational dynamics that make us much more of ourselves, rather than less of ourselves as time goes on. Third indication you might be dealing with the wrong kind of hard in your relationship is spending a lot of time adapting our behavior or approach to not trigger certain reactions in our partner. Okay, so this could be anything from really trying to avoid saying or doing anything that's going to make our partner angry, or really trying to avoid saying or doing anything that's going to make our partner anxious, or whatever it is. And this doesn't necessarily mean that we're in a dynamic with someone who's super explosive or can't handle any of their own emotions. More often what it means is that instead of trying to regulate ourselves and stay present with whatever feelings come up in us when our partner is dysregulated or when they're having a certain response, we are trying to regulate ourselves by regulating the other person's behavior. Okay? And that is not really respectful of either person's autonomy. So as much as, of course, we don't want to behave in ways where we are intentionally trying to do things that upset our partner, but if our kind of normal way of being triggers responses in our partner very often that we find challenging to sit with, what's going to happen over time if we over-adapt our behavior to avoid that reaction is that we're going to end up kind of constrained and feeling like we can't be the full, relaxed version of ourselves, because we have adapted ourselves to this fear we have about what it's like when our partner is in a certain state. And the actual growing pain that's available to us here is to start being honest with ourselves about, what is it like for me when my partner has that reaction that maybe I don't like or feel fearful of? And can I actually talk to my partner about that? Can we be in some sort of dialogue that's ongoing where maybe we're not even asking each other to change, but I can at least be honest with myself and them if some way in which they're reacting is impacting me, and they can do the same in reverse. This is how we get to know each other better, rather than staying in this kind of contracted position of trying to avoid certain things so that we don't have to feel certain other things. And sometimes sharing things like this with each other gives each person a mirror that they wouldn't otherwise have. So maybe if our partners have always been kind of quick-tempered, they've never had someone stand in front of them and say, wow, I really struggle with how it feels when you are sarcastic with me, or when you say little comments like that to me. I'm really uncomfortable in this moment. That actually gives them much better feedback to learn from than you staying silent or you just trying to not ever put them in that state. So this goes all the way back to the first point, right? But the idea here is that unpacking these things together and being honest about what it's like to be us in another person's presence is almost always going to lead to much more growth for one or both people, and especially as a couple, if you can do this together, then trying to monitor ourselves to avoid a reaction in someone else is going to. Fourth kind of hard that is often the wrong type of hard in a relationship, though I also think it's kind of a step that a lot of us pass through when we're trying to work on things like becoming more securely attached, is trying endlessly to mold yourself and your partner into some disembodied ideal of what a healthy person looks like. And bonus points if you are refusing to meet each other where you're at or take each other seriously in any way, unless and until both people are doing things perfectly. The right kind of hard that counters this is being able to look at another person who you love and are getting to know better and going, I see exactly where you're at. And here's exactly where I'm at. How can we both work to meet each other in the middle? So if you really struggle with emotional expression, but you want to be closer to me, how can I work to help you feel safer in doing more of that if it's what I need? And on the flip side, if I'm really quick to anger, but my partner really struggles with receiving anger, how do we find a way where I can get the anger that I do have about our relational dynamic? Every couple is going to have anger come up over the course of being together, through to my partner in a way that feels respectful to them and that preserves their sense of humanity. So how do you work with the unique people that each of you are in order to get your needs met in creative ways, rather than insisting that you each become this perfect, idealized, never does anything wrong version of each other? Is the right kind of hard, working with the reality of who you both are and what skills are available to you at the time that they're available to you, is the type of acceptance of reality that actually allows couples to grow together because they're using the relationship as a safe place to try on new skills, to learn new things, and there's room for failure in that process. The wrong kind of hard is being rejected for anything you don't get perfect. The right kind of hard in relationships is the type that supports you in trying and trying again, and two people working with each other to, again, bring the relationship to its highest and most authentic self-expression, rather than trying to mirror it after some platonic ideal of a relationship that is actually just unachievable. So a really common theme for all of these is going to be building from the ground up rather than the top down. When we are doing relational work, it always has to start with meeting each other where we actually are at as the people we actually are and figuring out where we can go from there, rather than, again, staying fixated on who we think we or the other person should be and what we or the other person ought to be doing, and trying to force each other into those molds. And a kind of bonus point on top of this one is that relationships can be places where really cool repatterning work can exist, right? So you can actually get really playful with this. Like if you are someone who struggles with taking the lead or speaking up for yourself and your partner is the opposite, maybe they're someone who struggles with vulnerability and letting go of control, you can create safe environments to practice the changes that you want to have happen. So you can go, okay, we're going to switch roles for a day. The person who normally struggles with decision-making is now in charge of everything for the day. And the person who now struggles to take the lead is now responsible for being really present with what comes up inside of them when they do not have that control. So we can actually use safe relational environments as practice grounds for repatterning ourselves if there are ways in which we want to grow as people. And that is like premium, top shelf, right kind of hard in relationships. Again, the wrong kind is just criticizing each other for all of the ways in which you are not perfect, or criticizing yourself, right? It's missing out on the opportunity to be in the trenches doing the awesome work of growing with another person. And this list could be way longer than it is, but the last one I'm going to talk about today is that you might be in a relationship that is the wrong kind of hard If you are chronically, as the relationship goes on, feeling more dysregulated, more confused, more in the dark, and maybe seeing yourself reach for more numbing or disconnecting behaviors. This often means that for some reason or another, and we might not even know why for a while, something about the relationship is causing us to need to disconnect from what we know is true. The right kind of hard involves facing our discomfort head on and getting to a place where we feel more proud of ourselves and aligned with who we want to be as the relationship goes on. So it's not always going to be easy, right? If I had known at the beginning of my attachment healing journey just how embarrassing it was going to feel a lot of the time, like truly, to surface these parts of myself that were shame-bound from a very young age and bring them to another person and show them to them, to tell people things like I really want to be close to you, to express things that I thought I had to keep hidden, it can feel really excruciating and painstaking. But if it is honest, if what you are bringing forward and if what you are sharing is in service of actually being seen and actually building the skills that you want to build to be in integrity with yourself and your relationship, it is not going to feel chronically dysregulating and like you need to numb yourself from it. It's going to feel like you are increasingly gaining access to a more honest and grounded version of yourself. That is where the right kind of hard is leading you, towards a version of yourself and your relationship that you are proud of. Versus the wrong kind of hard, this shrinking pain, is the pain of relationships that are completely disconnected from what is good inside of both people and what actually has the capacity to grow through loving connection. The right kind of hard is the hard of acknowledging reality, staying present with the hard feelings that come up when we are acknowledging reality, especially when it's a reality we don't like that much, and then choosing to meet each other where each person is actually at in the face of that reality and grow together from there. That is the kind of hard that we want to be striving for. Again, the wrong kind is that pain of resisting what is true and try to force some ideal on top of what could otherwise be a really generative relationship. All right, I am going to leave it at that for today, but as always, any questions or thoughts coming up as you go through this video, please leave them in the comments section below. I love you guys. I hope you're taking care of yourselves and each other, and I will see you back here again really soon.